第9項
Although Americans learn much about the political history of their country, they learn very little of home life on the frontiers. Only those who do know something about conditions as they were in those days can understand why the farm women thought that the peddlers who first brought cloth made by machines in New England were like saviors from another world. The frontier woman had to make by hand most of the things her family needed. She made the soap and the wax lights and the beer, as well as doing all the cooking and cleaning and washing. And she took care of the younger children. She also did the spinning and weaving of linen cloth and the cutting and sewing of clothing for the whole family, as well as the making of the tablecloths and bedsheets. In all of this, there was only one day in the week, Sunday, for rest or thought or reading. The strange thing is that the women did not become conscious of their hard life until they began to be freed from it. It seemed to them that God had arranged life that way. That was the way it had always been. That was the way it had to be. So they made no protest. Rest was something that was found in the next world, not in this one. But if they could buy cloth from the peddlers and no longer had to spin and weave, there came the thought, why should they have to go on doing so many other things? If God no longer wanted them to make cloth, why should he want them to make soap and beer? What was the difference? The coming of manufactured cloth was the first crack through which they saw the light of a better, easier way of life. Having seen it, they did all they could to widen the crack. Then it was that they began to rise up everywhere in protest against their hard lives. And this was to lead, in turn, to their fight for full freedom. Freedom to play a part in politics, as well as to do a normal day's work, and then rest and enjoy themselves in the evening. But even after the peddlers began bringing the manufactured cloth, it still had to be cut out and hand-stitched and made up into clothing for the whole family. It was the invention of the sewing machine which widened the crack to a point where women could really begin to think that God had not meant them to be slaves forever.